Okay, today is Daf Kuf Zayin. We are on Kuf Zayin, the beginning of a new parak. And today's shir is sponsored by the Freud family, Lil Nishmas, Zev Ben Aaron Mordechai, whose yard site is today, Hashem Shav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Lil Nishmas, Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Okay, ready? Here we go. Beishame Omrim, Ein Mima'anin, Ela Arusos. This parak is all about Miyun. Well, the beginning anyway. It's all about Miyun. Right? We all know what Miyun is. When a girl is married off by her mother or brothers, she's allowed to do Miyun and just leave. And now Beis Shammai says, wait a minute. You can only do Miyun if you have Erisin. Once you have Nisuin, you can't do Miyun. Even if she's a little girl. You can't do that. I've never had that before. Ein Ma'manin El Arusos. Only Arusa. Beis Hillel Omrim, Arusos v'Nesuos. Both. That's one din about Miyun. Number two, Beis Shammai Omrim, Bebal. You can only do Miyun from a husband. V'lo b'yavam. Not from a yavam. She's 10 years old. And what happened? She's with her husband and he died. Now the brother-in-law, the brother's there. She's, oh no, I'm not marrying this guy. I'll do Miyun now. Says Beis Shammai, you can't do that. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no. Bibal ubiyavam. Right? Look at Rashi, the second line. Bibal. Aval imes. Velo miyana, bo. The husband died. She never did miyan from the husband. Vim, velo miyana, bo. Venafla lefne yavam. Ena yod says bimiyan. She can't do miyan now. Ella, rather, tamtin achetab del vatachlot. She has to wait now till she gets older and then let him do chalitz on her.
That she wanted
to mean
on the husband?
No, yeah. She didn't. She didn't do it. She liked him.
Oh.
So she never did mean. Now the husband died, unfortunately. So what happens? Now she falls to even to the brother. He's a rotten guy. I don't want to. I'll do mean now. I'll do mean.
So
you can't do mean. So according to Beis Shammai, you can't do mean on the of them.
Right.
And according to Beis Hillel, you can. Next case. Beis Shammai Omrim Lebafanav. You have to do it in front of the husband. Ubeisel Omrim, Befanov, Fishal Befanov. Doesn't make a difference. Beishame Omrim Bebezdin, Ubeisel Omrim Bebezdin, Fishal Bebezdin. You don't need a Bezdin, what do you need a Bezdin for? Omrulahem Beishil Beishamai, Beishil said to Beishamai, Mimma'en.
Bezdin means three people.
Correct.
Get married with Abraham. Can't do Miyun without a Bezin?
What?
You can get married with just Aiden, but you can't get to Miyun without a Bezin?
What? Right, correct. But we don't hold like Beis Shammai anyway. We hold like Beis Hillel, but Hillel says you don't need a Bezin. He's going to mean you don't need like what Mr. Schiffer said, you don't need Mumchen. Right. You just need any three people. Amr lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Mima'enes v'hi ketana afilu dalet v'hei pa'amim. You can do Miyun 4 or 5 times. She's 10 years old, she marries this guy. She doesn't like him, she leaves. And the mother marries up the next guy down the block. And she doesn't like that. Keep on doing this. Right? It's a very funny thing, because every place in Shas, Beis Shammai is mentioned first. Right? All of a sudden over here, Beis Hillel Omrim le Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, by the way, where am I? And then Amrulahem, what do you mean Amrulahem? Beis Shammai Omrim this. And Beis Hillel Omrim the whole mission like that. All of a sudden, they said to them, I don't know why. Amrulahem Beis Shammai, ain't Benos Yisrael Hefker. No. Jewish girls are not Hefker. They're not like that. Ella rather, Mima Enes. They could do me in, so this is the way the Gemara is gonna say it on Amud Beis. It's a machlokas on Amud Beis what this means. But on one of them, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha without an answer, so we'll learn it like this. Ella mimma enes. Rather, you could do miyun.
One.
And then if she does one, and now what happens? Now, umam tenes ad shetigdal. She has to wait now till she gets older, and then get married like every girl. Or, vatima'ein. She can do miyun one time, v'tinase. She can get remarried again and then stay married. That's how you read it. She can't even as a katana. But according to Beis Shammai, can't do miyun like one shot chance to do miyun.
So we're talking about katana.
Correct.
No, this is kind of, so it's logical. The father gives him to
the father. The father's not alive.
No father.
But the mother gives it to one guy, and she says, she does mean. She says, oh, yeah, this guy. Does mean again.
So Batila says you can do that.
Until what age? Until
12.
Till 12?
Yeah, till 12. So now, good. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. My time is the Beis Shammai. What's the reason that Beis Shammai says that only in Arusa and not in Asua? So we're going to have, I believe, four reasons. Right? Why only in Arusa and not in Asua?
When she gets married to this fellow?
That's it. She can't do Mian. It's like a regular woman. But if you have only heirs in, then she thinks it over. You know, I really don't want to go with him. So in every other case, you have to get a get. You consider married. Here, so she's a katana, and she was married off by her mother. It's a whole thing's derabanan. She can do mion. Why?
We've had cases throughout Shas of mion.
Well, we don't hold it by Shammai.
Right. We had cases where she was maybe pregnant, possibly pregnant. There's not even a question here with.
Right.
There's no nisuin. I mean, no.
Correct. No, according to Beis Hillel, yes. Yes, according to Beis Shammai, no. So we're going to spend a whole Amid trying to figure out a sheet that we don't hold like. What's the reason for this sheet that we don't hold like? So number one, Lefisha ain't Tanai by Nisuin. We had this yesterday. You can't have a Tanai by Nisuin, right? What does that mean? You can't have it tonight, by Nisuin. You can have it tonight. If it snows tomorrow, then I'll marry you. That you can do. That's tonight by Kedushin. You can have it tonight.
Right.
How do you have it tonight? We're married for 10 years. Now we're not married anymore because the tonight didn't happen. Can't do that. So too by Mion. They're married. They have Nisuin. They're married for 3 years. Now she wakes up. Oh, I don't like it. So therefore, what? The e Nisuin v'timain. If she can do Nisuin and then leave. People are going to think you can have a tonight, but they're not going to know that the mother married her over. They're going to know the couple's davening in the shul. They have a house. They're living together. All of a sudden, there's just no get, no nothing. How'd that happen? They're not going to know all the details. What did we miss? Exactly. What happened here? Oh, I didn't know you can make it tonight by nisuin. That's an interesting halacha. So we don't want anyone to think that. We don't allow it. Nichtas al chuppa. What if she went to the chuppa? Nichtas al chuppa, velo nivala, but they never had relations. My ikal lemeimar. What are you going to say now? What are you going to say now?
Right?
What?
She had the suwa, didn't she?
She
had the suwa, but she didn't consummate the marriage.
Who cares?
Right. So she didn't consummate the marriage. So therefore, what?
She made it a little bit easier.
What?
The same argument as in the previous case.
Michael and Neymar.
Why is that different than Nisuin? She had Nisuin.
What?
It's not full Nisuin. I mean, what's
It's easier, didn't we say that it was actually nothing?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
What?
But a minor who. It's not a marriage.
What? If she's married off by her mother or her brothers.
Right.
Correct. But we don't want anyone to think that you could have Tanai by Nisuin.
We don't want anybody.
That's the only problem. You're right. Inachana, you're right. It's a gzeira. We don't want anyone to think. Look at this. They married. All of a sudden, she just went away. How'd that happen? Right? No get, no nothing. No one died. All of a sudden, she just went back to her father, went back to her mother. What happened here? No get, no. It must be you can have a Tanai by Nisuin. That's good to know. The answer is no, you can't have a Tanai by Nisuin. So what about going to a chuppah? The michlas of the chuppah, the nivel of mayak, the meimar. Why? So the question is, why can't she leave? Why can't she do Mia now? There's been no bia.
Right.
All it was a chuppah.
Right.
So according to this whole logic, there should be. Beis Shammai agrees she can't, but it doesn't make any sense. That's the question. So the Gemara says lefi she'ain tanai b'chuppah. Same answer. There's no tanai b'chuppah either. You can't undo a chuppah. Masar av l'shluchei abal ma'ika l'meimar. What if the Nisuin, you know, they're in different parts of the world. So Shlichim came to pick up the girl. They're going to pick her up from New York, and they're going to bring him. He's in China. And they're going to bring him to China. And on the way to China, on the slow boat to China, she says, this is who I'm marrying? Forget, I'm getting out of this. Right? Now, according to Beis Shammai, she can't. It's too late. But why?
Why is it?
It's the same thing as chuppah.
Why is it chuppah? It's not
a suin. Yes, it is. It's a suin. That's the question. Nesu'in didn't happen yet, but it's like Nesu'in. The father's already sent his goons to go get her. It doesn't mean the father, by the way. The father's dead.
Yeah.
Right? It means the father's family. Right? They sent his goons to go get her.
The brothers.
They said they went to go get her, and they're going to bring her back.
And that constitutes Nesu'in?
It's like Nesu'in. It's the same question. So the answer is low plug. The answer is low plug Rabbanon. It's a low plug. Once she leaves her own house, she doesn't have beer yet, she's on the boat still, the chuppah is still going on, all these things all the same. She can't get out of it. Why? Because it's low plug.
It says he brings down the article, when a father delivers his daughter to the agents of the husband, the Nesu'in is affected.
Right. It's like a chuppah. That's what I'm saying. I don't have beer yet. It's the same question. It's the same answer. Low plug. Ubeis Hillel, and according to Beis Hillel, miyada yada the Nesu'in katana derabanan ninu. Everybody will know that it was a Nesu'in derabanan, and that's why there was no get, and that's why she just picked up and left, because everyone knows. And therefore it's not a problem. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rav of Rav Yosef Damri Tavayu, time of the Beis Shammai, Hakam Beis Shammai says only Erisin can do miyun, lefi she'ein adam osa bi'ilas o bi'ilas nos. What kind of thing is that? That they're living together for a bunch of years, and then she just picks up and leaves? Then what happened? So what was all that? What was all that time together? Turns out it was all znus. What is that? Therefore, you can only do me and on Erison, not on a suin. Now the same questions.
You mean everybody knows that there is
Erison
and not
the
suin?
What? What do you mean? They're living together. They're in the same house.
So how do you know there wasn't a suin there?
What?
How do you know there was?
How do you live together?
How do you know there wasn't a suin? How do you know there was?
Because it's a logical assumption. When a couple's together, they're together. They're married. They have a relationship together. Only after you're married. What? I understand.
Maybe there is no relationship.
It's unlikely to say that.
And therefore, you can't like a no away.
Exactly. Therefore, what? So what happened to all those relations together? What happens to that?
You
can't undo that.
Divorce is different because the divorce they had.
It was severing the relationship. You're allowed. The Torah says you can do that.
And why isn't this like severing?
Because there's no halachic severance. What's severing it? She says, I don't want to be with him anymore. And then we're going to undo, right? So that's a funny thing. So the Gemara says, one second. What about it go to... So same questions now. Now what about it go to a chuppah? Now you can't undo it anymore. There's no bia, there's no znus. Why not? Why can't you undo it now? The same answer. Because you don't want to have a chuppah for no reason. Same answer.
So
let's
say, just
go to
the Beis Shammai. Would you have a concept of mechach tos in a wedding after the
suin?
Let's say someone...
That's a mechach tos. I thought she was a blonde. It turns out she's not a blonde.
Right.
So you cheated me.
Right.
So it's not a bia znus.
Why?
It's because it's a mistake. It's not different. You told me you're buying red apples, and you gave me green apples. And maybe I even ate one.
They were together once or something.
What?
They were together once.
Okay, so that's a mistake. Doesn't mean it's nus.
What's this? That looks like a mistake.
What? No. What do you mean? What? We're married, and then she gets a thing in her head. Oh, you know what? She looked at me funny. I don't want to be with her anymore. I can do better. So she gets. What happened to all that? If he gives her a get, yeah, you have a relationship. You can sever the relationship. Here, nothing. It's being on Dalam Afreya. So who? So it says Beis Shammai, you can't do that. Now, Masal La'av, L'shulicha Abal, Michael Amemar, same question. If the agents of the father, doesn't mean the father because he's dead, if the agents of the family come take the girl, that's considered an Nesu'in already, like an Nesu'in already, and but I, but there's no Bia, so what kind of snus is there? The answer is low plug Rabbanon. It's a low plug. Right? Low plug. Now what did Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel, so similar to what you said, Kivan de Ega Kedushin. There's a Kedushin. Uksuva. And a Ksuva. Lo Asi Lamema de Bilaso Bilaznos. No one's going to say that. No one's going to say that, but isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
And no one's going to say that. No one's going to think that. Right? Why? Because we did it legit. I had a wedding. I had a Ksuva. Everything was legitimate. Right? But what happened? She's a Katana, and the whole thing is Durabaran, and she can undo it. Doesn't mean that everything was undone. We had some good times, right? Okay. Three. Three. Rav Papa Amar. Taima de Beis Shammai. Listen to this reason. Taima de reason you can only do Miyun from Eris and not Nesu'in is because Mishum Peiri. is because of her estate, her possessions. And time of the Beshil Mishum Peri. And the reason Beshil says you can is because of Peri. What does that mean? Time of the Beshil Mishum Peri. Listen to this. De'i Amrit Neshua Tima'ein. If he's thinking every day, maybe today she'll just pick up and leave. No consequences, no get, no stigma. Just picks up and leaves. So you know what? I should care for her fields. So just pick up and leave. Why should I bother? And what's going to happen? The fields are going to go into disrepair. Because he's always thinking
to
himself,
why should I bother?
Right? If you could say she could do mian from the suin, so shamed v'achol emine, he'll ignore the fields. I'm thinking, why should I bother? Sof lemei pakaima. In the end of the day, she's going to pick up and walk out on me. So why should I bother? But just the opposite. Kivon damarta timoin. If she has any chance, she could leave. I better make those fields very good. I better do.
So she shouldn't leave.
So she shouldn't leave. I better do my best to keep her, right?
Actually, it's not her. It's the family with the.
Savar, he'll think, lay, kruve, if I don't try very hard to do my best, she'll pick up and walk out on me. Right? So I better do a good job. Okay.
How you
look at it, right?
How you look at them.
Number four, Rava Amar, Heinrich time of the Beis Shammai. You know the reason of Beis Shammai that says what? That you can't do Mian on a suin, only Erisin? She'ein Adam Tareach Besudu Umafsida. A guy is going to go through a whole production to book a wedding and a caterer and a photographer and a whole business. And then what's going to happen? She could just walk out on him. He's not going to do that. I should spend X thousand dollars on a wedding and then she's going to pick up and one day and walk out? You hear this? What does Beis Hillel say? Tarvayu nichaluhu. They both would rather have it. They both would rather be married and they have to go through all that expense. He could wear a talis and shul now. Right? He's a somebody. Right? You hear? They both would rather have nichal kedele called the ishos. They could have a voice. They could have a shame. It's known, he was married once. He was married.
Yeah.
He was a husband.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And same thing with her. That's not such a big deal. Then,
I don't know if that's a big deal.
But you hear, it's a big deal. So he doesn't mind paying them. He doesn't mind paying for the wedding. He doesn't mind. Right? They can wear a talis and shul. Right? He doesn't mind. Since the Gemara says. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind.
He might work out.
What?
I say he's a nice guy. He might work out.
I know, but the Gemara is assuming the worst. Right? The Gemara is assuming there's no reason she'll want to stay with me. There's no reason at all.
Also, Transashmas.
What? Right. Right. Right.
No,
I'm trying to think of things why somebody would want to be married. What does he gain from being married? Call it the Ishus. Okay, next. Beishamai Omer and Babal. Beishamai said that you can only do Mion from a husband, not from a Yavam. That's what Beishamai said. And Beisel said, no, you can do even from a Yavam also. So, Omar Rabbi Oshia. Mima enes, listen to this Gemara. So okay, this is hard now. Mima enes lema'amaro, ve'eno mima enes lizikaso. Look at Rashi. Amar of Oshia, it's like the fifth or sixth line from the bottom over there. Amar of Oshia, mima enes lema'amaro, libeis Hillel. According to Beis, because Beis Shammai holds he can't do mian from a yim at all. Libeis Hillel, the Amri mima enes biyavam that you could do yibum. That you can do miyun to yibum. When can you do? When? When is that? Says there's going to be a three-way machlokas. When? Rabbi Oshia says only lema amaro. What does that mean? That means that the husband dies. There are three brothers. One of the brothers, I'm going to get this one, and he goes and gives her a ring. What's that? That's mimer.
Right.
On that mimer, she can do miyun.
Right.
What happens then? Normally, giving mimer to one girl, right, prevents the other two brothers from doing yibum. And only now he could do yibum. Right? So, says Rabbi Oshia, Beis Hillel said, she can do miyun on that mimer. And then what happens? They're back to square one.
Yeah, so the brothers can't do...
And what about that brother? The one who gave the ring? That's a machlokas now, we're going to have it on the base. You hear what's going on?
If you can change
but she doesn't want him anyway.
Maybe she didn't want him for the Mimer, then she'll change her mind. I don't know.
Okay, well, there are three surviving brothers. One gives Mimer.
Right, and then she does Mian on the Mimer.
Okay.
So now what happens? So Libe Tehillel to Avim Ma'enes B'Yavim. L'Ma'amaro M'Ma'enes. She'im Asa B'Mimer. If one brother does Mimer, M'Ma'enes. She can do Mian on that. The Okarto.
Would you throw out the whole concept of Chlitzel?
One second. The Okarto. Up, the Mimer gets uprooted. Shalot Tehei Tzricha Get L'Ma'amaro. That she doesn't need a get for that Mimer. Right, Aval Chalitza Shehi Bishvil Zika Lo Akra, but she still needs Chalitza. Why? Because the Zika didn't go away. Right. She can't do Mion on the Zika.
Right.
Why can't she do Mion on the Zika? The Gemara is going to say now in a minute. You understand what she's doing? The only thing she's doing is Mion on the Mimer.
The Rabbana on the Rabbana.
Exactly, exactly. She can't undo the Zika. Why can't she undo the Zika? Because the Zika is from the Torah. Zikas in the Torah. And by the way, a Kedushin, even though the Kedushin was Dirabanan, the whole marriage was Dirabanan to the brother who died. Doesn't matter. The Zika is still Doraisa. How could that be?
Right?
So, Amar Rav Chista, my time of Deroshia, what's Rav Oshia's reason? Why? What's going on? The answer is Mimer Dimidaita Matya Akra. Mimer, which is up to her, she doesn't have to accept that ring. So what'd she take it for? So she took it because she thought he's a nice guy. Then she found out he's a lowlife. So
she has Das as a 10-year-old?
Well, yeah.
That's a different story.
A different story.
Right?
But Zika de Balkarcha, Zika happens against her will. Zika happens by the husband dying. That lo matzi akra. That she can't undo. Right now, vayrei bia de bal karcha, but bia is also bar karcha. Umatzi akra, and she can undo it. But how could? What does that mean? What does that mean? Bia is bal karcha. Bia is bal karcha because yibum is bal karcha. Yibum is bal karcha.
She can do me into.
She can do one second.
What do you mean
to Bakarfa?
She can say,
yeah,
I want
a chalitza. What?
Why don't
she say, I want a chalitza? It's not up to her.
So what's
the chalitza?
The
chalitza.
Minatora is not up to her.
No, she could do Mion after she has relations with the Avam, because she, Rabbi Sol says you can do Mion.
Correct, that's what Rashi says. Correct.
Are we back to Zanus again?
What?
Isn't that back to Zanus again?
No, that's
Beishamai. Rabbi Sol said you could do Mion 5 times. Right? And it's not, right? And you could do Mion from the Suin too. So what happens? What Raboshi said now is very, very specific. Listen to this. The husband dies. There's three brothers. One of them gives Mimer. She could do Mian on that Mimer.
Right.
Let's say she doesn't... One brother says, I'm not... one brother, I don't know, he takes her home and he does Yibam. She didn't even have a chance, she does Yibam. And they're married for a month. Can she do Mian now? According to Beis Hillel, yes. Yeah. Yes. So says the Gemara. Why can't you do Mian on the Zika?
Right.
Because it's forced.
Yeah,
it's Balkarcha. So is Yibam. So is Bia. That means Bia, right? That's what it means. Bia. Sorry, Bia de Balkarcha. Bia is also against her will.
She agrees. She goes
in. Umatzi Akra. She can undo it. So the Gemara answers. Ela Bia Umaymar Dehu Ka'avid Matzi Akra. You're right. Bia and Mimer, which happened on her consent, she can do Mion. But Zika, the Rahmana Rama Aleh, Zika, which Hashem puts on top of her, lo, Matzia Akra, she cannot undo it. That's from Oshia. That's the first opinion. Ula Amar, no. Mema Enes Af Lizikaso. She can do Mion even from the Zika.
According to Beis Hillel.
According to Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
Right? Even from the Zika, she could do Yibam. She could do Mian, I'm sorry. Why? Why could she do that? Why is that possible? Yeah. The answer is... What?
Like, how can you come back?
Yeah, but the whole marriage was Durabanan. Yibam is created on a marriage. The whole marriage is on Durabanan, right? So now the Gemara says something which is very difficult, which is, my time, why could she do Mian now on the Zika? Because she could have done Mian on the whole marriage to begin with.
She didn't.
But she didn't. Says Ula, Nisue Kama Ka'akra. She could do miyun on the first marriage.
Of her actual husband?
Yeah. And says Rashi on the second line, Vishuv ain't kan zika. And if she does miyun on the first marriage, there's no zika. Why is there no zika?
Is it retroactively?
What?
Is it retroactively?
Yeah, so the Rashba says, how can you do miyun? He's already dead.
Yeah.
He died. Right. Now you do miyun.
Right.
Why do miyun now? To get out of yibum.
Right.
Too late, lady. Right? So... For some reason, it's still good. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to see the Rajva. The Rajva asked Akasha. She's already dead. He's already dead. Anyway, Esve Rava Leula. Rava asks Akasha to Ula. It says Kol Sheichal Lima. This is the first Mishnah of the Masechta. We're back to the first Mishnah of the Masechta.
Oh, no.
Remember the first Mishnah of the Masechta? There were 15 cases where your brother's allowed to marry somebody that you're not allowed to marry.
Right.
That after those 15 cases, the Mishnah said the following statement. It said like this: Eisei Rav Lula Kol Sheyicholu Lima'in V'lo Miana. Right. Let's say there could have been Miyun, but there wasn't. For example, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Right, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and let's say Reuven didn't die. He can't be dead. Let's say he once was Makadish his daughter to somebody, and what happened? That guy divorced her. Now, remember we say that the only Amina can happen is if a father is dead. He could be alive too, and the way he could be alive is if he once gave his daughter once, and that marriage didn't work out. The husband divorced her, sent her back to her father. The Torah only gives the father one time to marry off his daughter. So if he does it again, that's the Durabanan also. So what happened? Reuven had a daughter. Reuven had a daughter. Reuven married off some guy.
Right.
Didn't work out. The guy divorced her, sent her back.
Right.
Now Reuven turns to his brother Shimon and says, listen, she's already used goods. She's so young. Why don't you marry her? It's only Mion now anyway because I already did it once. So it's Mion. Marry her. He says, I'll do it. Then what happened? Then he died.
Right.
Now he can't do yim on his own daughter.
Right.
Right? It's his own daughter. He can't do yim on his own daughter. Is there chalitza?
It has to be.
No. The first mission of the Masechta, right? If it's an erva, no yibum, no chalitza either. Right?
Right.
What about a tzara? What did the first Mishnah say of the Masechta? No yibum and no chalitza for the tzara either.
Right.
However, if there was miyun, right? Kol sheyachol limain. If miyun would have been possible, v'lo miyana, but she didn't do yibum. She didn't do miyun. Tzarasa choletes v'lo mizya bemes. The tzara has to get chalitza. You hear all that?
Yeah.
Now, Rava says to Ula, if you could do miyun after death, Saver amai. What does Yibam? Why does the Tzara have to bother with Chalitza? Just Timo'ein, Hashta. Let her do Mion right now. V'ta'akrit al nesu'e kama. And then it gets uprooted. V'tisyabin Tzarasa. And then the brother can marry the Tzara. He can't marry his own daughter, right? But no, that wedding was undone. You hear all that? So the Gemara answers, Tzaras erva shiny. You're right. The Tzara of an erva is different. When do we allow this not erva here? Right? This guy was married to this woman. He died. There's three brothers. They're fighting now. She says, I hate all of you people. So what am I going to do? I'll do Mia now. Ah, he's dead. So for some reason, Ula allows that. Right? But not on an erva. On an erva, we're not going to allow it. Right? Rashi, one second to look at the Rashi. Rashi. Afagafta Mahani, it's the Rashi's right where we are. Afagafta Mahani Mion Lakatana Yivama Baalma, right? Lamepak Balo Chalitza, even though normally we allow it. Lo Mahani Lagabi Erva. We don't allow it by an erva. Imiana Bavia Shuyivama Lamehevit Sarasa Materasli Riyivam. We don't allow it for by where? By Arias. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Miana Babal. If you do mian on a husband, mutaris la'aviv, you can marry the father. Why? Because they're not related, not considered related. Why? You're never married. Biyavam, but if he did yibam in such a situation, asur la'aviv. He also to the father. Well, Alm, what do you see? Bishas nefila nearest kikalaso. At the time of the death, it's considered your daughter-in-law. I can do mian, doesn't make a difference. Hachanami bishas nefila nearest kitzaras pito. Okay? Omar Rav. Rav says, a new thing. Miana bazeh asur la'zeh. If you do mian to one, your asur to the other, midi dahavi abaylas haget. It's just like, here's what he's saying. Rav says like this. The husband dies. The Reuven and Shimon are left. Let's say, according to Veshat Beit Hillel, you could do miyun on a yavam. So let's say she does miyun on Reuven.
According to Beit Hillel.
She does miyun on Reuven. Can Shimon marry her now?
No, that's not over.
So Rav says no. Why? Amar Rav, no. Miana bazet asur lazet. Why? Mididhavi abalas a get. It's just like a get. Once one brother gives her a get, even though a get by a yibam is a nothing, it ruins everyone else from doing yibam. We learned that already. So mian, so different. Same thing. Balas a get lav kivan de istar lechad istar to lekulu. What you do once becomes asur, they all become asur. Hachanami loshna.
And she has to get chalitza though.
Correct. Ushmul Amarno, Mian Abazem, Mutaris Lazer. Mian from one doesn't ruin the other ones. Velo Damila Balas Aget. It's not like a get. Balas Aget, when one of the brothers gives a get, who dekavad bahacha, he's the one who does the Maisa. The brother's side of the equation does the Maisa. He, here, Ka'av the Bey. She's the one who does Mian. The Amri, Lo Ryan Abach, you I can't stand. Lo Tavina Lach, I don't want to spend 1 minute with you. Bachu de lo Raina, you I don't like. Ha bechevra Raina, but the other brother, him I don't mind.
What are you doing me and on? The Zika, or are you doing me and on the brother? How are you doing me on the brother? You're doing me on, if there was a relationship, you could dissolve it. What are you dissolving in? Zika, if you dissolve the Zika, then the brother's out of the picture, right?
So says Rav, you can't do that.
Right.
Says Shmuel, yes you can.
How?
Well, it's a machlokas. Rav Asi Amar, listen to this. Rav Asi Amar, me and Abuzeh, muteres aflo. Muteres afilu lo. Ruvain, she does me into Ruvain, and then Ruvain can do yibam on her.
Really?
Yeah. Lema, care of Oshia sphirale. Maybe he holds like a Oshia. Dharma who said, Enuma menes lizikaso. There's no miyun on the Zika. Remember Oshia said that on Amar Aleph? Yeah. There's only miyun on the Mimer. So therefore, I can do miyun all I want. It's a meaningless statement.
And then he can do yibam?
Yeah. Now, b'chad yibam hachinami d'mati akra. With one yavam, you're right. But hacha b'shne yibmin askinan. They were talking about two brothers. He died, he left two brothers. The ain mian l'chatzi zika. How can you do mian on a half a zika? You I don't like, you I like. How can you do such a thing?
Why?
Right? How can you? It's a funny concept.
Why? I like you better than I like
you. No, but you're dissolving the whole...
You can't half dissolve it.
Yeah, right.
You can't half dissolve it. You have to do liking. We're talking about that. No one's married yet. So how can you half dissolve it? How could you do that? Ki asa ravin amar of Yochanan, miyana bazeh muteris la'achin, amar ravin amar of Yochanan, miyana bazeh muteris la'achin. You do miyana on one, you can marry the other brothers. V'lo hodulo. They didn't agree to that. Man lo hodulo. Who didn't agree? Amar abaya, Rav. Rav didn't agree. Right? Because Rav said Miana Bazeh Asur Lazeh. Rav Amar Rav Oshia didn't agree to that. Vamrile Rav Asi. Rav didn't agree to that. Okay, next. Beishamai Omrim Befanav Vishalo Befanav Tana Amulhem Beis Hillel Beishamai Falo Pishan Hagamal Miana Ishla Shalo Befanav. Yeah, but this guy, they did Mian in front of him. It was Shalo Befanav. Right. So what do you mean Hathi Befanav? There was a case. They did it with Shalo Befanav.
She did.
It wasn't even there. The guy.
That was him.
So Amulei Meshamei Levesil Pishan Agamal, yeah, Pishan Agamal. You bring me right from that louse. He was Bemida Kefusha. That he was a rotten guy. Lafikach Modadolo Bemida Kefusha. So they treated him rotten. They allowed the meal without him being there. Why? Bemida Achol Peri. He was depleting her estate for no reason. He wasn't a good guy. So Pshita Nesuihi. One second.
This case, she's a minor.
Yeah, and she was also married. Ah, the Amri Beishamei Nesuah Lo Mamana. You can't, a suin can't do meat on a suin, says Beis Shammai. Yeah, trade kitri of the bay. Two things they did to this guy. Beis Shammai was makel. Normally I don't allow it. For him I did. He's such a rotten guy, I'm going to let the wife get out of that marriage. Yeah, yeah. You should like that. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai Omrim, Bifnei Bezdin, right? Tan Hasam. One second. We have a Mishnah in that says, Chalitza Vamiyan Bishlosha. You have to have chalitza and shlosha. Mantana, who said that? Rabbi Bishamai. That was a Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mir needs three people, three judges. That's Bishamai. Basil says he only needs three judges. Can't be. So Amrabai, Amrana, fill ten Basil. Ad kan lo kan Basil el delo be'ina mumchin. You don't need mumchin. El shlosha be'ina. But of course you need three judges. Titania, Bishamai Omrim, Bifnei Bezdin, Ubisil Omrim, Bifnei Bezdin, Fishlo Bifnei Bezdin. The Elu ve'elu Mosim Shasarak shlosha. Of course you need three. When he said you don't need a Bezdin, he meant you don't need mumchin. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, Mishnayim. They say you can even have two. Right? Amr of Yosef, Rabbi Yuni, Amr of Nachman, Allah Haka Oso Zog. We passed like that. We read the Lord last week that we don't pass like that. Right? Next. Beis Shammai Omrim Tima'ein. So that was in the last line there. How many times can you do Mian? So Vamiana Chaz is in the show. I did Mian one time. So the Mishnah could have been read as if she could do Mian twice. I read it. It's only once. So Amr Shmuel, yeah. What it means is like this. Adshit Tagdal. She could do Mian once. Then when she grows up, then for Tamar, it says, Ratzani b'miyanim harishonim. Right? Maybe I'll remarry that guy. That she can do. Right? But once she grows up. Ula Amar, no. Tarti Ketani. It's two separate statements. Oh, Shatimoen, v'tagdil, v'tiares. Or, one side is either, she can do Mian once, then she can wait till she grows up, and then she can get married like everybody else. Oh, or, Timoen, she can do Mian once, and then she can get married right away, and then she can't do Mian again. She has to stick with it. Now, Bishlam, that makes sense. Hanu dekatani, adjitagdil, vitinase. El Shmuel, Shmuel said, adjitagdil, vitaomar mi boyale. It should say that she waits as she grows up, and then she declares, all right, now I'm an adult. You know what? I was too hasty. I'll go back to that guy or marry anybody else. So it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, kasha. That's a kasha. All right, we can do the next mishnah, then we'll stop. Ezehu katana shetzricha lemoin. Who's a katana that could do me in? So kol sheithia achia va'avia ledaita. She has to know about it at the time.
Ima
v'achia. What did I say? Ima v'achia ledaita. Hisia shelo ledaita. They don't even tell her. That's a good question. What you said before. She doesn't have das anyway. They have to still tell her. Ain tzricha lemoin. That's not. She doesn't have to do me in. It's not even a marriage. It's nothing. She comes home from school one day. By the way, we married you off to what's his name? You didn't even tell me. Right?
It sounds like
we had the wedding without you.
We had
the wedding without you. Great. We're going to Omar. Call Tinakos She'en Yechol Lishmar Kiddusha Ein Tzricha L'mayin. If she's so young, that she can, what this means to guard the Kiddusha, some say it means the Ksuva. If she's such a young girl, she doesn't even know what it means to take care of her personal, that's not me and it's not nothing. It's not even a maisa, it's like a mafuta. It's like a seduction. That means she can marry the brothers. She can marry.
There's no concept of getting married by
Satana. Not a Durabana Satana, like not when she's so young. With all these conditions. She didn't know about it. She's so young. Right. It's nothing. Now we're going to explain. Bas Yisrael, Lekoin, Lotochal, Truma. She doesn't eat Truma. She's not married. Bas Kohen Yisrael, Tochal, Truma. She can still eat Truma. She's still considered under her father's house. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, call Akav Hashim in a Ish. Any prevention that's caused by the man, Ke'ilu Hu Hi Ishto. It's considered a wife. The Gemara will explain what that statement means. So call Akav Hashim in a Ish, Ke'ilu Ein Ishto. You're not like married.
How come nobody addresses the fact that she cannot be Mekavim
King? Because the mother's doing it on her behalf.
They can't be on her behalf.
What?
Her father doesn't want.
What is this?
Her brother can be
all right, everyone have a very good day.